always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Lots to get to on the big program today. We're going to be about 80% college football, probably like we normally are. And we're mixing a little baseball, mixing a little UFC talk today as well. All these things on the program today. I want to start by saying we're already 1-0 in the totals. You know, we went 9-2 or 10-2, whatever it was, last year, and we're already 1-0 because we've already won Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech 8.5. Again, just to be clear, that number's going to change. That number is going to change. This one's going to go in our favor. But hey, that's the way it works. You know, I gave them out whatever date I gave them out. I made 21 official plays on totals on the show. And we went with the South Point numbers, which had come out in the middle of the month, the middle of last month. And we did this several weeks ago. They're all official picks. They were all the official Vegas numbers at the time. And I don't know if that number has changed yet in some places, if new numbers haven't come out yet, but it's going to change. It's going to go down, which is what I expected it would do, because we've already won the Virginia Tech total. Because that number's 8.5. It was laughable when I saw it. I've been saying for how long that is laughable that Virginia Tech was considered a top 15 team by everybody around the country. Every poll I saw since the end of last season has had Virginia Tech a top 15 team. And every time we've seen it, we've been vocal in our opposition to that notion, saying basically, I don't know what you people are looking at because they have no offense and now they have no defense. And we've been saying this again for a long period of time. Well, Vegas missed it because they came out with the number for the Hokies at 8.5, which is like stealing. It's like giving away. These total numbers are easy. They're just easy. They're absolutely like stealing. And again, if you're a degenerate and you're listening to this show, you're to kill Vegas, and you already want to know, because there's no way on God's green earth Virginia Tech's getting 8.5. They'll be lucky to reach a bowl game. I put them 50th in my preseason poll, thinking that maybe they get to 7, but I had warned in advance of that. I wasn't sure of that. Illini J says Virginia Tech already down to 8. Yeah, I think it'll drop lower. But if you listen to the show, you got it at 8.5 when it came out. And that's what we played it at, 8.5. And here's the thing. Mook Reynolds was dismissed. He had been suspended from all activities of Virginia Tech football for the spring. Now, let me tell you something. They don't suspend you for all activities from the spring and then dismiss you from the team for smoking weed. I have no idea what this dude did. I don't even want to know. All I know is he had 70 tackles and 7.5, 8 tackles for loss. He's another of the team leaders in tackles, and he's another defensive back going off that team. Virginia Tech has now lost 7 defensive starters off of last year's team and 2 would-be starters. And they have no offense. Illini J says, I did get it at 8.5 and just laid another 100 at UB or plus 120. So Illini J got it at 8.5, and so should you have if you were listening to the show. And again, it's like stealing. They're not even going to come close to 8.5. The only teams they're beating in the Coastal is Virginia because that's their birthright, and North Carolina because, well, Larry Fedora is going to be fired at the end of the year. That's it. They're not beating anybody else in the Coastal. I don't care where the games are played. I don't care where they're played. Justin Fuente has to prove he belongs, first of all. Justin Fuente, for all the acclaim he gets, for example, he's winless against Paul Johnson. And he's going to have to prove he can win some of these games, and he's not going to prove it this year. The Justin Fuente situation is so eerily similar to Mike London's at Virginia. When London came in, he initially set the world on fire. He came in with all this acclaim. A small school coach came in on fire. People were all geeked up. They were talking about how Virginia was going to win the league every single year, how it was over for everybody else, how it was going to be Mike London's dominance, and then it all went terribly wrong. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Justin Fuente. I like Justin Fuente fundamentally, but I also think he has a lot of growing up to do. And right now, his program lost way too much. And it was easy to see. These people who put Virginia Tech at 15 in national polls or 14 in national polls and this kind of stuff, you have no idea what's going on. I'm sorry, you just don't. You don't. No clue. No clue. Because, again, this team had lost all of their strength up the middle. All of it. From level 1 through level 3, they had lost it all. And now, fundamentally, they've lost their whole defense. Texas says, sounds like Tommy Bowden. Yeah, they've lost their whole defense, and they lost 2 would-be starters in the secondary. in addition to losing Edmonds on the back end. Good luck, Bud Foster. Good luck. You're going to prove your worth this year, I'll tell you that. Because they're like one or two guys over there who can play. And the offense, to say the offense is quarterback-centric is an all-time understatement. They have no running game. I mean, when's the last time Virginia Tech had no running game? Texas says, to be fair, Josh Jackson's a stud. No, he's not. He's a scrub. Sorry, you're mistaken. He's not. He's a guy, his numbers are never going to get better than they were in his freshman year. Mark my words. By the time he's in his junior season, he'll have lost the job. You want road rage, out on a limb, projections? There you go. There's nothing about him that screams star. He's a six-foot guy with a pedestrian arm and pedestrian athleticism, and we want to celebrate him because he threw for 3,000 yards. What is that Kevin Durant said? Somebody has to be the best player on a bad team? Well, there you go. That's what he is. He's the best player on a bad offense. That's what he is. And if you ask me, are the numbers going to focus on him? Yeah, because they can't focus on anybody else. Because they don't have a running back who averages 5 yards a carry. They don't have a running back who rushed for like over 500 yards. They lost their number one receiver. I mean, is he going to put up numbers? Yeah, because someone has to. Is he the long-term solution at the quarterback position for Virginia Tech? I don't think so. I actually think his numbers will get consistently worse from here on out. And I think the only teams they're beating are like Virginia and North Carolina. So congratulations for those of you who played the 8.5, the under 8.5, because you're already 1-0 on your total plays for the year. Because at this point, look, Adonis Alexander was declared academically ineligible. That's another guy. They lost everything. Everything. And yet, everyone puts him in the top 20. Let me tell you something. By the end of this season, there's going to be pressure building on Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech. I'm not saying it's fair, but I'm telling you, by the end of the year, there will be pressure building on Justin Fuente. Mark my words. Chase says, it's football season. Is it football season yet? You're fired up, brother. Yes, I am. He says, go Tigers. Look, college football's here. I mean, we do college football all year. But it's here. You can smell it. You can taste it. There's a little bit of fall in the air. I heard a little bit of Brad and Ben earlier today. They were talking about that, and they're 100% right. You know, it's a great time of year. It's a great time of year. You get excited about your season. Some of you without merit.
That's not fair.
because you know what happens is, Ramona, this is we're still in the honesty phase, but soon we will move into the Homer phase. And what that means is we're still barely in the honesty phase. That is the time of year during which fans look at their own team honestly, because the season is far enough away, and they say, man, well, I'm worried about this, and I'm worried about that, and I'm worried about this. And a Georgia fan says, you know, we may not be better than 8-4 or 9-3 this year. And then a few more weeks passes, Ramona, and now we're 30 days out. And now that same guy is calling and saying, we fixed all those things, Walt. We're going 12-0.
Yeah, 12-0. That's true. You're right about that.
So we move quickly from the honesty phase, the realistic appraisal phase, into the full-fledged I'm a homer stage, and that happens everywhere around the country. And that's the easiest thing to project and predict about college football. That's where we're going. But for Virginia Tech, it's going to be a long season. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Justin Fuente beyond this year. I still think he's a quality coach. And I still think long term, he can be a very good answer at Virginia Tech. Remember, it took Frank Beamer a long time. They almost fired Frank Beamer. And in Fuente's case, he got off to the quick start, much like Mike London. It's going to be what he does this year, next year, and maybe the year after that will determine whether he's a long-term solution at Virginia Tech or not. And I think it remains to be seen. I don't think it's going to go well for him this year. The question is, will it get significantly better for him the year after? And it will have to, because I don't think Virginia Tech is going to be as patient with Justin Fuente as they originally were with Frank Beamer, because Beamer built the program to a certain level, and they expect that level of success. I mean, Beamer's been one of the great coaches in college football history. And what he had done with that Virginia Tech program was make them a college football powerhouse, one of the greatest programs in college football. And unfortunately, they're not there now. And we'll find out what happens with them long term. We'll find out what happens with them over the course of the next several years. But I think he's still in the shaky ground category. And in terms of where he ranks in the ACC Coastal coaches hierarchy, I mean, I think the only guy he's ahead of is Larry Fedora. And I think Larry Fedora is going to be fired at the end of the season. And again, you know, I'm going to do this in the next couple of days. I'll give you my own college football coaches hot seat list. And I'll tell you right now, off the top of my head, I may, in given time to think about it, I may think about others, but off the top of my head, I think Larry Fedora's seat is nuclear hot. I mean, I think he's the first guy offed. I just can't see him coming back after this coming season. That defense is going to be an abomination. They don't really know who their quarterback's going to be. They're off a 3-win season when the total for them was 7 or 7.5 a year ago. It's like stealing. I don't see much improvement in what they're going to be this year. And I don't think they like the guy in Chapel Hill. I don't think they like him. I think fundamentally they dislike him. So it's pretty easy to walk away from a coach you already dislike and just say no when he puts together back-to-back seasons where he wins 3 and 4 games. He'll be gone at the end of the season. North Carolina people, you can actually start to get in and think about who your next coach is going to be. You know, for the North Carolina people, I'm going to save them the trouble of the entire football season. There's really not a need to watch. You don't really want to go through this again. It's going to end badly, all right? Just like it was last year when I tried to tell you this. It's going to end badly. The question is, who do you want next? Here's the thing, Ramona. North Carolina, you know what? It's like the season for optimism, but there is no optimism in Chapel Hill. There's basketball. There's that. Where you're going to lose to Clemson.
And don't take basketball away from them. They'll have mass suicides.
There's basketball where you're going to lose to Clemson. So there's that. Man, it's going to be a rough year, Heels. It's going to be a rough year. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Look, Priority One protects the station. They protect all the host homes. They protect the Clemson football coaches. There's a reason for it. First of all, they're great people. Everyone knows about the Tigers for Tatas campaign, about our fundraising efforts in that regard. Well, Priority One wanted to be involved. So here's how they were involved. They matched every dollar we raised. They wrote a big check. These are the kind of people who are in your communities doing the right thing. And oh yeah, when it comes to their acumen, their tip of the spear in technology, they customize every security system around the specifics of your situation. They have the fastest response time in the industry. Watch the news every day. We live in a dangerous time in a dangerous world. I can't tell you whether you're ever going to need security, but I tell you to consider this phone number, 288-1400, 288-1400, Priority One. Tell them I sent you. I'll be back.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
If you are a veteran who is unable to work full-time and you have at least a VA service-connected rating of 60% for one body part, or 70% combined rating with one body part being at least 40%, you should call us at Thompson & King to see if you can qualify for total disability.
If you are a veteran or you know a veteran who may be helped by this information, please call or have them contact Richard at Thompson & King, 864-222-0200 or thompsonking.com.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tulu Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. In case you can't tell, I'm down in Virginia Tech and North Carolina. Way
Way down.
I don't know what Larry Fedora is going to be doing after this year. My guess is he'll be an offensive coordinator somewhere, or maybe he'll move backwards to small school football and get a head coaching job somewhere. But his defenses at North Carolina have been an utter abomination. No, they've not just been bad. They've been atrocious. And when he's found just enough offense, as he did with the Trubisky crew, to balance it out, he was able to survive. But when that offense moves down a notch or two, and then the defense is further exposed, as we told you it would be last year. Again, people forget, offense and defense are too interrelated. The reason I knew North Carolina was winning three games last year was because I knew the defense was an abomination, and I knew the offense was taking an enormous step back. So if the offense takes an enormous step back and isn't as effective moving, holding the ball, scoring points, controlling field position, then that hideous defense is going to be on the field a lot more. That's what happened last year, and I think that's what will happen this year. Now, I don't think it's going to be quite as bad, because I do think they have some talent at wide receiver and at quarterback, but I'm not sure what was going on with Surratt there last year. He's the talent in the room. He was a four-star guy. Lots of teams wanted him out of high school. He's an athletic guy. He's got a good arm, live arm, but something happened in there last year, and I'm not sure what it was. Ramona, we got a funny text on this. Joe, I'm coming right to you. What? Read me that text.
It says, Tar Heels announced to help football attendance this year, they're going to play basketball at halftime.
They're going to need to.
But now you're saying don't worry about basketball.
Well, we'll see. I actually think they'll be pretty good in basketball. I'm just sort of playing around there. But they'll be one of the teams that are very good in the ACC. And they're a potential Final Four candidate. But from a football standpoint, they're a train wreck. Another texter asked me, 230, what Beamer Ball meant. Beamer Ball, I think, would best be described as a mindset. It was a physical defensive mindset that included total domination in special teams. Virginia Tech, during the years Frank Beamer was in his prime, were a dominant special teams unit. They created points in a lot of unconventional ways, not just offense, defense. They created points on special teams. And that is what became generally known as Beamer Ball, the ability to win in creative ways by dominating the third phase of the game. And that's what they did. When that began to fall off, when Virginia Tech's control of special teams began to fall off, as it did later in the Beamer tenure, Virginia Tech's control disappeared as well. They were no longer the same team. Three phases of football, Virginia Tech was really good at winning two of the three phases because they were always winning special teams, always. In fact, one of Tommy Bowden's worst performances, beatdowns, came on a weeknight game against Virginia Tech.
When they just got destroyed
on special teams. I mean destroyed. One of the most humiliating special teams performances I've ever seen anywhere. And it happened right here for Clemson against Virginia Tech. Texas says that Virginia Tech had great defenses as well. They did. In the height of the Bud Foster tenure, it was those elements that described Beamer Ball. Texas is exactly right. Beamer Ball hasn't existed at Virginia Tech in a long time. No, it hasn't. It is not. Joe.
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
You talking about Beamer Ball a little bit. I always find it interesting as far as teams that excel special teams-wise. I think you can argue when South Carolina was their best, they had special team guys that, you know, Ace Sanders, a little bit Debo Samuel. But it's one of the most dynamic parts of the game. I think a punt return, in my mind, is worth 14 points. I know it's 7, but it's really worth 14 because of momentum.
Oh, look, special teams, coaches have always considered special teams touchdowns to essentially be worth two scores for that reason. And the teams that have dominated that category over the last 10 or 15 years, Kansas State is first by a mile. They've scored like 20 touchdowns more than everybody else in the same time period over that. And Virginia Tech has always been, again, especially in Beamer's heyday, but that has subsided in recent years. But, yeah, I mean, it's essential, especially if you're not at a football factory.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about the ACC a little bit. I know you're pretty high on Boston College. I looked at some film of that running back. I think he had 1,600 yards. That was pretty impressive. Athlon or the AP came out with their All-American team. Boston College had five players on there, which I was a little bit amazed at. I still think, I mean, Boston College, I know you've admitted that, you know, it's a lot of dependent on this quarterback coming back healthy. And what I read last night, he's coming back as far as preseason, but that can mean anything from a knee injury. I still think, well, NC State's probably going to be a better team than Boston College because knee injuries are tricky. And that Finley kid, well, I think he's an outstanding quarterback.
Well, look, I don't disagree with any of what you just said about knee injuries being tricky and that Finley is an outstanding quarterback. But here's what I want to do with you, Joe, if this will allow me to do this. Let's see. Okay. All right. Hold on one second here. All right. Here we go. Last year, Boston College lost to NC State by 3 points. And that was an NC State team that had all four defensive linemen taken in the first 128 picks of the NFL draft and had Street not been injured in the lead up to the draft. All four of those guys would have been taken the first 85 picks of the NFL draft. And that speaks not only to the NC State talent, but also speaks to the immense loss that they suffered from that football team. They lost seven guys to the pros, and that's significant. When you're not Clemson, you're not Alabama, losing seven guys to the pros is significant. But here's the thing, Joe. And this is why I started talking about Boston College at the end of last season. If you look at what they did down the stretch of the year, and again, they return everybody except Harold Landry, who really didn't play last year. And that's the thing people miss. But here's what they did down the stretch of the year. Starting October 14th, and again, Brown got hurt at some point in this process. But starting October 14th, they went to Louisville. That's with Lamar Jackson. They beat Louisville 45-42. The next week, they went to Virginia, still on the road. Again, they scored over 40 points, 41-10. They then came home and played the Seminoles, and they beat their brains in 35-3. The last two games, that's 86-13 in favor of Boston College. Then came the NC State game where they lost the tough physical game. Then they played Connecticut, beat them 39-16, played at Syracuse, another road game, and again they went over 40, 42-14. And before losing a close game to Iowa in the bowl game in icy conditions when they didn't have Brown. But down the stretch of the regular season, they won five of the six games, and they went over 35 points five times.
The only thing, Walt, that I can say to that is, at the end of the day, I still think NC State out-recruits Boston College, and they should have a talent base better than Boston College. I don't know NC State's schedule right offhand, but if you look at Boston College, I will admit their schedule is much easier, I believe, than NC State. I just believe that the talent base is a little bit different. I think NC State, you can make an argument as far as North Carolina. NC State has taken advantage of North Carolina as far as recruiting, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. And they pretty much run that state now as far as recruiting. But it's going to be interesting. Well, I'm not opposed to Boston College winning 10 games. I really like that school. I like Adagio. You know, it's an academic school. And if Adagio wins 10 games, he should go to LSU because Orgeron's going to get fired this year.
If Adazio has the kind of year I think he's capable of, he needs to exit stage left. He needs to get out of there. You're not going to – there's no way you're winning long-term successfully at a place like Boston College in the ACC. It's impossible, especially with Clemson – with Clemson being a nationally dominant program, with Florida State on the rise, with improved programs at places like Wake Forest with great coaching and Syracuse with great coaching, there's, and who knows with Louisville and Petrino, there is, it's a tough neighborhood. It's a tough neighborhood for long-term success. Ramona, do me a favor. Pull up NC State's schedule for the year in BC's, because I actually think BC's schedule is fairly tough. They have the early game at Wake Forest. Wake Forest will be without Kendall Hinton in that game. But let's take a look at both of their schedules. Again, I think when people think of Boston College, they think of a team that cannot score, and rightfully so, because for the vast majority of the Adazio era, they can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building. They're the master of the 13-10 loss. That's what they've been under Adazio. But if people were paying attention late last year, Boston College became a dynamo the second half of the year. Again, five of their last six regular season games, three or four of those on the road, they scored 35 points or more. The only exception was against that really good NC State team, and that was a three-point loss. So they were explosive down the stretch. They didn't just beat people. They were beating their brains in, including the Seminoles, who basically quit against Boston College. I mean, they basically said no mas. They went Roberto Duran. I hate using that example because I love Duran. But they did. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. By the way, if you wait any longer, you can go no mas too. Because you're on the... Taj put a tweet out the other day, basically said, you're getting close to no mas territory. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's the new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell. Construction set to begin the summer of 2018. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept that blends the ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program, 118 residences, a mix of studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. And what Taj is telling you is they basically already have more reservations than 118. Now, again, X percentage of those people do not convert, but their rates are running high in terms of people converting because they realize there's only one lake. There's no other property like this. What I'm telling you is you have to act now. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, expansive area, outdoor area for tailgating on game days, housekeeping and maintenance so owners can enjoy time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. You can rent out your unit when you aren't using it. You can rent off part of it and use the rest with the 2 and 3 bedroom options. It's just incredible. Go see Taj. He's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. People always complain you can't get in. You get in right now. 654-7627. 654-7627. You know, Ramona, we don't do any filler. You notice 40 minutes
we don't do filler,
of hard.
No.
In fact, I didn't even take the time to welcome you back.
I didn't think that was a mistake.
Welcome back.
I just figured,
Yeah, welcome back, Ramona.
Thank you.
You know, John Hyatt was pretty good in your absence.
Good. I'm glad because I'm going again soon. So.
Oh, are you really? We'll see about that. Walt up to a road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
The
countdown is on. 54 days till Clemson football.
Signal to him. Kelly will come up, say something to his offensive line. Move Feaster from the left-hand side to the right-hand side. Hand it off, give it to Feaster. He breaks a tackle to 5. It goes into the end zone. Touchdown, C-L-E-M-S-O-N.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only 2 things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds. Pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our 3rd year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low.
thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation? Now would be a good time. I'll let you Georgia people in here for a minute. You know, earlier today, I see this tweet from Georgia Greg, who writes, this is what I've been saying when I talk to y'all about Fromm, to me, Kwok, Ben, Mickey, and it's quoting Bruce Arians as the quarterback risk whisper, sharing words on Jake Fromm, basically talking about he knew he was a leader or whatever. You know, Arians is a strange dude, first of all, and basically he got fired. I mean, he might say he quit, but I mean, he, as I wrote to Greg, I wrote, he quarterback whispered himself out of the league. So you may not want to use him as a resource. And quite honestly, I don't even know the last time a quarterback played well for him. I mean, that was really one of their big dilemmas in Arizona, is they just got such crappy quarterback play from the quarterback, wink, wink, the quarterback whisperer, quote unquote. And I wrote, granted Fromm intangibles right from the start, the App State game. So I'm not sure what the debate was, Greg. Greg answers back, no debate, just my thoughts on why I think he can lead us again deep in the season. You didn't disagree. I was just sharing what another thought of him. Now I didn't realize he was sent packing from the league. He writes, laugh out loud. You know, yeah, so there's that. And again, look, I mean, I recognized the intangibles in Fromm right from the beginning. It wasn't hard. It was the App State game. No, Carson Palmer got worse and worse. You know, he got older and older, but he got worse and worse. But Carson Palmer was formed way before Bruce Arians got a hold of him. But the thing is, you know, in terms of Jake Fromm, you know, again, I watched the App State game. They started the physically more talented guy in Eason. They were going to lose. The Bulldogs were going to lose to App State. There's no question. Go back and watch the film. They were just flatlining, just like he was. The team had no emotion. It was apparent that App State was outplaying them, was out hustling them, was looking like the better team. And then unfortunately, or fortunately, as you Georgia fans may view it, the injury occurred, and the rest, as they say, is history. Fromm took his place. It was evident from the moment he came on the field, the emotional lift the Bulldogs were granted. He was, the whole team changed. I mean, I can tell you, I don't care who you root for, what side you are. If you want to know the turning point in the Georgia season, it was right there. It was in the App State game. It was when Georgia's hand was forced by injury to go to Fromm, because that was not their plan. This is a little bit like the national championship game with Nick Saban. That was not the plan. But Georgia was forced to abandon the plan when injury dictated the circumstance. And the end result was Georgia won because of it. Now, again, Fromm, over the course of the year, was really nothing more than a game manager. But the team was different when he was on the field. They played more inspired. He's more of a rah-rah guy, where Eason was a flatliner. And it was evident. That's why the quarterback position is important. It's not just important from the numbers and the physical nature of the position in terms of what a quarterback is capable of, but it's important in terms of leadership. And Fromm gave Georgia leadership. Now, it wasn't until the end of the year that they cut him loose. And when they cut him loose, we found out, oh, he can actually throw. You know, and when you saw him at the end of the year, in those last two games, he threw it like 65 times, which was way more on a per-game basis than he had been throwing it. And Georgia benefited from it. They benefited from it. And so, you know, so there's that element. Then there's this. I saw a brief clip of Kirby Smart. And this goes back to the preseason kickoff show last year when that's when I first started changing my mind about Kirby Smart. I said it that night. It wasn't met with a lot of approval, but I felt that because initially I thought Kirby Smart was low-hanging fruit for Georgia, and I wasn't sure how it would turn out. You know, I said from the beginning that, you know, he'll give them energy, but I still think that Georgia was capable of hiring somebody better. But way before the season began, at the preseason kickoff show, I had changed my mind about Smart. And the reason was because of the things I was seeing him implement. He was implementing a competitive nature in the program. Every position was put up for grabs. He was demanding physicality. He was talking about the fact that Georgia's offensive line had not been physical enough. And it was clear to me that this was the right message. In the post-Mark Richt era, when you're moving forward and trying to actually learn how to beat teams that are ranked, you needed somebody with that mentality. And so, you know, long before the season began, I had changed my mind about Kirby Smart. And Smart went on to have, obviously, a tremendous year. But I saw this clip of Smart the other day. I don't even know exactly where I saw it. By the way, Joe writes, Fields is light years better than Fromm as a talent. However, leadership matters. Well, I think Fields has that as well. So, you know, we'll see how that situation plays out long term. But I saw a clip of Kirby Smart coaching his team, and he was talking as well and talking to his team. And he said these things. He said, there are three things we have to do to be successful. We have to be the most physical. We have to run the ball. We have to stop the run. Now, this is an old school SEC mentality, but it clearly still works at Alabama. It's where Smart came from a coaching standpoint. I mean, obviously it came from Georgia originally, but it's where Smart came from. It's the program that he really cut his teeth on and became Saban's, you know, right-hand man. And it sounds like old school, and it is to an extent old school, but Georgia needed that. Georgia needed a kick in the pants. They needed somebody who wasn't a flatliner to go in and make them all the things that Mark Richt couldn't make them. And Kirby Smart did that, and he did it through this approach. And what he said to them was, he said, maybe you noticed what team has been dominating this league for the last decade. Meaning Alabama. And that's what Smart was talking about. He was talking about Alabama dominating that league for a decade. And basically, if you want to win, you're going to have to do the same things they do. Now, that recipe hasn't always worked, trying to beat Bama at Bama's game, but it worked for Georgia. Because fundamentally, it's what Georgia wanted to be forever. But under Mark Richt, they weren't capable of being it. Because Mark Richt couldn't send the right messages. And I tried to tell you Georgia fans that forever, that he needed to go. And now I think you see the payoff of having a guy like Kirby Smart who's telling you these things. And again, Smart's energy level off the hook. You know, he's a high amp, high energy guy who's out there, you know, loud mouthing his team and they're buying in. And he's talking about the need to be as physical as Alabama, the need to run the ball, the need to stop the run. Again, in a modern era, we've moved away from some of this, but at its essence, you know, teams like Alabama, teams like Georgia, to an extent, Clemson, still believe in that notion. And the interesting thing is, then it seeps through to quarterback. And I want to get to that in a minute as a part of this sort of little philosophical conversation about the turn that Georgia has made. Before I do any of that, let me get Ted in here on the Northland Communication Lines. Ted, what's going on?
Hey, Walter, how you doing?
Good, Ted. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, long time.
It has been a long time.
I got a game I want to play with you.
All right.
Okay, it's a real simple game. It's kind of like your over-under.
Okay.
But the lines are out on the first week of college football season. Uh-huh. So I got this little game called Like It, Switch It, or Drop It. And I'm going to call out some games. I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
And we'll start with Northwestern at Purdue, +3. Northwestern +3. Like it, switch it, or drop it.
Now, if I say like it, you want me to provide the team I like? Is that it?
Well, I'm giving you the odds. I'm giving you the team. Northwestern's +3 at Purdue.
Right. But if I say I like it, then you want me to choose one of the sides, right? You're not
correct.
Asking me whether I think the line is correct. You're asking me to make a projection on it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I would drop
I'm
it.
I'm telling you what the line is.
Yeah, I would drop it. I would drop it.
Okay, the next one, I think you're going to, I'll find out. Wake Forest at Tulane, -8.
I'm going to drop that too because Kendall Hinton is suspended for the first three games of the season for Wake Forest.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's a big bomb there. All right. Next one, Syracuse at Western Michigan.
Although, by the way, I still think Wake Forest is better than Fritz's team. What was the next one? I'm sorry.
Syracuse at Western Michigan, -6.
I think that number's about right. So I'm going to drop that, too.
Okay. Next one.
This isn't working so well, Ted.
I know. Army at Duke, +11. This is a tough one here.
Well, it's because of the key loss in Bradshaw that Army incurred, and they're not going to be the same team. But 11 points is a lot, too, especially for a first game of the year. Ted, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Derek, you hold on, too. We'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most